This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 435 for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, taking back some of yesterday's gains. Canola down $13 in the old crop July contract at $1,083.30 per ton. The more active November futures down $6.30 at $1,038.10. Losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil contributed to the soft tone in canola, although Chicago soy oil was mixed. Heavy rains in Alberta and western Saskatchewan have improved moisture conditions in the region, putting some pressure on the market, but precipitation in Manitoba has likely put a stop to seeding operations in the province, with planting pegged at 87% complete in the latest provincial crop report. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Federal Reserve is set to make its latest policy announcement later today, and most analysts expect a 75-point hike to the country's key overnight interest rate in an effort to slow rising inflation. Soybeans did trade to both sides of unchanged overnight, but are higher in the opening trade. The July contract up 4 cents at 17.02 per bushel. Expectations for another strong reading in the monthly U.S. soybean crush data provided support, with chart signals adding to the firm tone. Solid export demand has also underpinned the soy market recently, but the USDA announced export cancellations this morning of 100,000 tons of old crop business to unknown destinations. Corn futures, they are higher, with the July contract up 9 cents at 7.77 per bushel. Forecast calling for hot temperatures across the Midwest should help with growth after much of the corn crop was planted to cool and wet conditions. Wheat, it's mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the July contract at 12.01 per bushel. Kansas City holding near unchanged, up a quarter cent in July at 11.42 and a half. Chicago wheat, it's up 6 cents in July at 10.56 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving forward, with reports of higher than normal protein content after the hot and dry growing season. An estimated 5.9 million acres of winter crops won't be harvested in Ukraine due to the ongoing war, according to that country's ag minister. In other news out of the region, the U.S. is reportedly working with European partners to help move grain out of the embattled country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.